The 515 comes alive with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Yo, check this out.
On Star 102.5.
So in the past year and a half, over a million people have been hurt due to beds, mattresses, and pillows. Now, I'm assuming that pillows might be the lowest of the, lowest number of injuries between the three of those, beds and mattresses, but being hurt by a pillow.
Well, are they
blaming? Why do you assume it's the least?
Because I feel a pillow is just, it's one of the things I feel a pillow can't hurt you.
Well, I wouldn't really think that about a bed either.
But I could see maybe if they were trying to add in, like, they were moving the bed or, you know, something along those lines, but a pillow,
and I'm assuming,
it's light and fluffy.
No, but I'm assuming they're including, like, sleeping on my pillow hurts my neck, or I woke up with a hurt back because of my mattress. Like, people are sleeping on it wrong. It's not a very good pillow.
Well, I don't want to
I blame
hear
my
those
pillow
injuries. Those
for
are...
my neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my need to see a chiropractor. I had to get some specialty pillow. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to hopefully make this a fun topic until you turned it into Posturepedic commercial.
I'm just saying.
I mean, good Lord.
Actually,
it's the neck of the pillow. It might, strain your neck while you're sleeping.
Yes, we know.
Does anybody have a better story than that, than they slept wrong on it?
Yeah.
Because, you see, I don't really consider that the bed or the pillow hurting you.
No.
You don't?
No.
That's the only reason.
You just slept on it wrong. That's
you. Maybe that's you hurting yourself.
Right. Maybe the way you toss and turn.
Yeah.
No, that's my bed and my pillow not giving me the support I need.
Always someone else's fault.
Right. Yeah, that's when we big shock.
I do remember when I lived with a couple. They were my roommates, and they were being all playful. Ha, ha, ha. Just grossing me out, doing like a little pillow fight in the living room. And she whacked him in the head with a pillow. And he complained that his neck hurt for about a day and a half. And I just, suck it up. I'm like, it was a pillow.
And he's like, no, you hit me right here. And then.
So I guess he got hurt by a pillow. Okay. He didn't go to the doctor.
There's one. You're right.
See how that's more exciting than maybe you slept on. Maybe you're a side sleeper and you need a side sleeping pillow.
So you do.
I don't care. How can we have unity when I can't even talk with you?
It's a great question. I don't know. Maybe beyond solvable. 280-1025. All right, has anybody got something better than I slept on it wrong?
Because I want to hear, how did you get hurt by a pillow?
A pillow, a bed.
Yeah, a bed, mattress.
A mattress.
And not that I was moving it, I strained my... None of Colleen's stories. I want to be entertained.
Okay, Alyssa in Des Moines. What happened, Alyssa?
It wasn't necessarily me. My sister-in-law was getting on the highway and hit a mattress and flipped her vehicle.
Gosh, but yes, hitting a mattress would be...
Two boys in the car, they're fine, no injuries, but the mattresses can cause injuries.
Yeah, I suppose
that counts. I mean, that's... the car flipped because it hit a mattress. Wow.
Yeah, hit a mattress coming around the curve of an on-ramp on a highway, didn't see it, and rolled the vehicle.
I believe it. I would not want to hit something like that.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Glad everyone was okay, but Yeah.
I'm glad I survived my pillow last night. I feel fine.
Also, who loses a mattress on the interstate or the highway and just leaves it there?
Yes. Doesn't it make you mad when people don't tie things down right on their vehicles?
Yes.
You're flopping around. You're like, you're going to murder someone.
That's right.
No, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
A whole other topic.
That is a whole other topic.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Okay, guys, I'm in the Navy. I'm headed up to take an advancement exam, so... I'm up early listening to your show. I'm not from Des Moines, but it's nice to hear you guys.
Well, hey, thank you so much for checking us out. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And thank you for your service, Alyssa, of course. Thank you.
Need some human interaction? We're here, and we're human-ish. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.